counselor with the Cape Breton Regional Municipality, Dave McKeegan, says he's trying to collect a souvenir from HMCS Glace Bay after it was officially retired at a recent ceremony in Halifax. McKeegan tells Coast Radio he's starting the process to get the ship's bell back to Glace Bay, a community in the district he represents.
Of course, they wouldn't allow me to put it in the car. So when I asked, how can I get that into our museum in Glace Bay, the old town hall, they advised me that the bell itself is going to be owned by the Naval Museum, but we can apply to have them loan it to us. So that's the process I'll be working with CBRN and see if we can manage to get the bell loaned to the Old Town Hall, because I think it's a great piece of history, and the people of Glace Bay would enjoy to see it and enjoy hearing the history of it.
McKeegan says officers told him at the ceremony the 55-meter-long ship was compact but powerful during many assignments.
You know, the crew weren't there. They were transitioned onto other ships, but I did get a chance to the opportunity to talk to some of the commanders, previous commander and the current commander, and they couldn't get into detail on some of the trips they're on, but they did say that they're very successful, and it was only a small ship, but and some of the waters they went into were very rough, very dangerous, and they praised the shipyard for actually building such a safe ship that they felt very safe on.
The Kingston-class coastal defense vessel was launched in 1996. 2 years later, it participated in recovery efforts for the Swissair Flight 111 crash near Peggy's Cove, Nova Scotia, where about 230 people perished. Meanwhile, in 2014, the crew worked in collaboration with the U.S. Coast Guard, and during a patrol in the Caribbean Basin, they located and seized more than $80 million worth of cocaine from a fishing vessel. Lieutenant Commander Victoria DeVita, commanding officer of HMCS Glace Bay at the time, said in a statement, "It's the persistence, dedication, and ongoing collaboration with our partners that enabled the ship's company to successfully assist in seizing illegal narcotics on this operation. The Royal Canadian Navy hasn't decided yet what to do with the ship now that it's been retired." For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.